Former Michigan House Speaker Lee Chatfield announced today he's leaving a job that he just started. Chatfield, who faced term limits in his legislative position, was named the new director of Southwest Michigan First, the privately funded nonprofit that advocates for businesses in Kalamazoo County and the surrounding area. But that was followed by a community outcry that led to his resignation today. Emily Lawler joins us now. She's lead reporter on the MLive Politics team. Emily, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So how did Lee Chatfield land this job in the first place?
Yeah, well, basically, term limits are in full swing here. So every House Speaker, when they're done being House Speaker, is out on the marketplace. And I think that people are looking for to snap up those kind of candidates because they're generally well-connected. They know a lot about Lansing and how that works. And, you know, they're a politically advantageous team member. And I'd imagine that's some of the calculation that went into hiring him.
So what was the reaction to Chatfield getting this job?
Immediately pretty bad. And a lot of it centered on his history with LGBT rights. Lee Chatfield won a primary election against a sitting state rep. How he got into the House of Representatives was basically by primarying this guy and making being against amending the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act to include LGBT rights. And, you know, he sort of made that a centerpiece of his campaign. And that's part of how he got to Lansing. And that kind of became part of his political fabric. And it did not rest well with the Kalamazoo community.
Well, how has the drumbeat of criticism built up over the past few days since his appointment was announced?
Yeah, well, Southwest Michigan really brings together a lot of business and philanthropic leaders in sort of a one space that targets sort of economic development. And it seems like, you know, a lot of those partners just weren't on board. So you saw some big players sort of walk away. Things like the Kalamazoo Promise distancing themselves. You know, you saw Chatfield himself sort of try to reverse his former stance or, you know, make some concessions, sort of walk toward what people were asking for. But I think ultimately that wasn't working.
Emily, have you heard of any concerns about Lee Chatfield getting this job beyond his political views on LGBTQ issues? I mean, he doesn't really have a significant background in economic development, does he?
That is the other big criticism that came up is, you know, he was suddenly put in charge of this economic development oriented group when really he didn't have a lot in his background that would suggest that that was a task he was necessarily angling toward or equal to. So I think people did raise that as a concern. But, you know, the other thing is Chatfield would have been moving for this job. He wasn't from the area. This wasn't sort of a homegrown pick. So, you know, I think that this would have been a departure from his career trajectory up until this point.
What has Lee Chatfield had to say about this? Has he tried to put any kind of his own frame on what happened and why he's leaving?
Yeah, you know, I think that he really did control the narrative around why he was leaving pretty well. He put his statement out on Twitter so that people could read it directly and sort of walked a line. I mean, you know, he was pretty frank about the fact that he's a different person and may have some different viewpoints than when he joined the legislature in 2014 and when he made his campaign sort of center around this LGBT issue. And one part of that statement that I found really genuine was that has some LGBT friends now in Lansing. You know, he really has evolved a lot. And it seemed like, you know, his statement made it seem like maybe he didn't think that the Kalamazoo community really recognized that, and that was one reason that he was stepping away.
Hmm. Emily, does all this tell you anything about how other social conservatives might fare in Kalamazoo County, or for that matter, in statewide office?
I think what it tells me is something that's been a trend for a long time, which is that you know, it's not smart business to oppose things like LGBT rights right now. I think we've seen a growing recognition of that from big companies nationally and here in Michigan. You know, you look at things like the group that's working to change the Elliott Larson Civil Rights Act right now has some big business partners and big corporate and economic development partners backing that effort right now. And I think that in the business world, you're competing for talent, you're competing for attention, you're competing for support for customers. And I think that there's a growing recognition that you don't want to alienate a constituency or stakeholders like that.
Has Lee Chatfield given any indication about what's next for him? Do you think he might return to the campaign trail or maybe do some lobbying?
I have never thought that Lee Chatfield's political career would end with House Speaker or even necessarily peak with House Speaker. I think he's got a lot of political talent in a natural constituency in Northern Michigan. So I'd be very surprised if this is the last we hear of him.
Emily Lawler reports on politics in Lansing for MLive. Emily, thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for having me.